review of some of the items in the kitchen that need to be kosher for Pesach and the way we kosher them. One of the items the poskim talk about is baby bottles. The baby bottle, if it's made out of glass, clear glass, one has to not have to worry. Because according to the Sephardim, glass does not absorb hametz, doesn't absorb milk, doesn't absorb meat, doesn't absorb anything. Therefore, if it's a glass bottle, one just has to wash it to make sure there's no hametz inside of it. The nipple itself, one should pour boiling water over it, or make hagala. That means put it in a boiling pot, and then it's kasher lapesach. If the bottle is made out of plastic, then also you could pour hot water from the kli rishon over the bottle. Let's say, because it's hametz, it was hametz used in it, hot, and therefore one can kosher the baby bottle as such. When it comes to using a barbecue, people have barbecues in their backyards. It's not so simple. Even though you say, what do you mean? Everything is burnt, everything is... It's not so simple, because a lot of times we put direct hametz on the grates, and if that's the case, we need to make libun. And libun means you need to take a torch, and you need to burn the grate until there's... It's sparks coming off of it, or it's totally red. By that time, it'll probably warp because it's so hot, even for the grate. Plus, the barbecue itself, even though the coals are not a problem, but around the barbecue, things splatter, and then there's hametz in the walls of the barbecue, you have to torch that as well. So, preferably, the barbecue, the poskim say, should not be used for Pesach. This wants to buy a portable barbecue or something like that, which is fresh and new. Matov umanaim. When it comes to the, let's talk about the Birkat HaMazon cards. Okay, this is a problem. Because a lot of times the Birkat HaMazon cards that we use, they come to the table. And they have hametz on them. And sometimes the hametz gets stuck on them. And therefore, one has to clean them thoroughly so there's no traces of hametz on the surfaces. Matov umanaim. The first to buy special Birkat HaMazon cards that bought Pesach. So they're totally clean, put them in a bag, take them out on Pesach, put them back with the Pesach dishes. So every year you don't have to worry about those issues. When it comes to situations like cookbooks, big problem. The cookbooks, the ladies use them a lot of times as they're cooking, and food falls onto them. So the cookbooks that they're not using for Pesach, of course, put away with the hametz. The cookbooks that they are using must be cleaned thoroughly. It's not like a regular book. This is a book that we, odds are there's going to be hametz in them. Again, matov umanaim, hamachmir, somebody wants to be stringent, not to use the all year round cookbooks during Pesach. Hakam HaVadiyah says also, tavu alav beracha. Another halakha that they talk about is the let's talk about the kitchen counter. The kitchen counter, either it's made out of marble or it's made out of ceramic. The best solution is to take a kli rishon and boil it, let's say the kettle, and pour the water from the kli rishon over the countertops. And after that, dry it good, and then preferably to cover them as well, if possible. Cover them with vinyl or some type of covering. But again, the main way to fix them is by pouring the hot water over the countertops. Microwave oven, we say every year, the way to kosher it is to take water, pour some soap into the water, and boil it until it reaches the boiling point. It creates some smoke, and then the microwave is clean. That's only after you thoroughly clean it from any hametz that might be on the surface. When it comes to a nutcracker obviously doesn't have to have any libun or any type of agana. It needs to be cleaned properly with cold water in order that it can be used for Pesach. Pot covers, it's an issue with pot covers. One must clean them pot handle that they hold the mitts that the ladies wear, the oven mitts and things like that the ladies wear in order to hold the pots and things like that. One has to be very careful because a lot of times the food falls on it, there's hametz on it. If they're able to clean them, fine. If not, then to put them away Even if Hametz and the Mashi who is there, and it falls into the pot on Pesach, you have a problem. These things are cheap. $3, you get a new set. So it's better to put those things away in the closet with the Hametz, and buy new gloves and things like that for the Pesach. There's the halacha that the poskim discuss over here. Is salt shakers just needs to be cleaned well. Even if you put rice over there, you're putting one or two pieces of rice, no hametz over there, you don't have to be concerned about it. But you do need to be concerned. A lot of times when the people are pouring the salt, the cover sometimes touches the food and things like that. So therefore it's proper to clean the salt shakers properly, make sure the covers don't have any residue of food over there. A person wants to change the salt that was in there and put fresh salt for Pesach, matuva manaim. But those that use the salt cellar definitely should change the salt from the salt cellar, because that's exposed. And therefore, people dip their bread in it and they put their fingers in it with hametz. That salt already for sure is hametz. So you cannot just take the salt cellar that's exposed and use the same salt for Pesach. That's for sure. You have to get rid of the salt, clean the salt cellar properly, and then fill it up, and that can be used for Pesach.